Welcome to Navin Field in Detroit, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Detroit Tigers. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The third baseman, Harlund Clift. Batting third. The left fielder, Moose Salters. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bo Bell. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Sam West. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Bottomley. Batting seventh. The catcher, Raleigh Hemsley. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Tom Carey. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Caldwell. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Earl Caldwell. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the lead-off spot. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The second baseman, Charlie Gehringer. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Billy Rogel. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Hayworth. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Eldon Auker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Eldon Auker. And now, play ball. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns nothing, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Salters. Walker reaches second base with a double. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Walker moves to third. One out. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Walker scores. It's 1-0, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gehringer moves to third. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gehringer scores. Goslin moves to second. It's 2-0, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley fields it and throws to second for the out. Goslin moves to third. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Geringer fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker hits a fly ball into left field. Solter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell hits a fly ball into left field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-1 in the game. Larry takes first base on ball 4. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Clift hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Walker. Clift reaches second base with a double. Larry moves to third. Moose Solters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Solters is 0-for-1 in the game. Solters hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-1 in the game. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards first. Bottomley scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Burns for the out. One out. Charlie Geringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Geringer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Geringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Geringer reaches second base with a double. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Geringer moves to third. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. West hits a pop-up towards short. Rogel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 0-for-1 in the game. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 0-for-1 in the game. Hemsley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Bell scores. Bottomley moves to second. It's 2-1, Tigers. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0 for 1 in the game. Carey hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0 for 1 in the game. Caldwell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 0 for 1 in the game. Rogel hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0 for 1 in the game. Owen is hit by the pitch. Rogel moves to second. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0 for 1 in the game. Hayworth hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Cliff settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eldon Ocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ocker is 0 for 1 in the game. Ocker strikes out. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell spins and fires to second, and Rogel is picked off. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Tigers 2, and the Browns 1. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Clift hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's Browns, 2, Tigers, 2. Moose Salters is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Salters is 0 for 2 in the game. Salters hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards short. Larry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0 for 2 in the game. Burns is hit by the pitch. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into left field. Salter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hemsley hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 0-for-2 in the game. Carey hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bottomley moves to second. Earl Caldwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caldwell is 0-for-2 in the game. Caldwell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Tigers 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey misplays the ball. That's an error on Carey. Simmons moves to third. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Carey has Simmons trapped. There's the throw to Hemsley and over to Clift, who tags Simmons for the out. Rogel moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayworth hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Rogel moves to third. Owen moves to second. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-2 in the game. Auker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry misplays the ball. That's an error on Larry. Rogel scores. Owen moves to third. Hayworth moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-2, Tigers. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to home to get Owen. Hayworth moves to third. Auker moves to second. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Burns takes first base on ball 4. Hayworth scores. Auker moves to third. Walker moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-2, Tigers. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Gehringer hits a fly ball into right field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Larry hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Burns settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harland Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0-for-3 in the game. Soltis hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hayworth settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bo Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Bell for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Tigers 4, and the Browns too. The Tigers will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Bell, who is chasing the ball. Simmons reaches third base with a triple. Goslin goes all the way around to score. It's 5-2, Tigers. Billy Rogel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rogel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Rogel hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Simmons scores. It's 6-2, Tigers. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Rogel. The throw from Hemsley and he is safe. Rogel steals second. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 0-for-2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Owen bunts towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. Rogel moves to third. One out. Ray Hayworth is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hayworth is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Hayworth hits a line drive into center field. West settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eldon Auker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Auker is 0-for-3 in the game. Auker bunts towards the mound. Caldwell fields it and throws to home to get Rogel. Score that a fielder's choice. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Sam West is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. West is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. West hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats West for the out. One out. Jim Bottomley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bottomley is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bottomley hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hemsley strikes out. 2 outs. Tom Carey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Carey hits a ball on the ground towards short. Rogel fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Tigers 6, and the Browns 2. The Tigers will come to bat. Sig Jakuki now pitching. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Walker hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Carey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. He's got 1 RBI. Burns hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Charlie Gehringer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gehringer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gehringer hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of West. Gehringer reaches second base with a double. Burns goes all the way around to score. It's 7-2, Tigers. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Clift fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the the Tigers 7, and the Browns 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ed Coleman pinch hits for Sig Jakuki. Ed Coleman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Coleman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk, Larry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gehringer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Coleman moves to second. One out. Harlund Clift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clift is 4 for 4 in the game, with two singles, a double, and a home run. He's got one RBI. Clift hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Owen settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Moose Soltis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soltis is 0 for 4 in the game. Soltis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Auker fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Detroit Tigers, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 2. Goodbye from Navin Field in Detroit.